But spiritual, supernatural, spiritual thing, you learn God's way of living and live God's way. Honest, true, fair, trustworthy, confident, peaceable, joyful, believing, trusting, standing, loving, caring, sharing. You learn God's way. You don't have you don't have that motive in you trying to sneak and get by and get over with somebody. You don't think that way. When those things come, you resist them. Say, I don't live that way. I don't try to cheat my way through and take the advantage of somebody because I see I can take the advantage of them and they don't know any better. I take the advantage of them and do them wrong. I don't do that way. But the world will. Matter of fact, they figuring out, they're trying to figure out right now how they can get us again. And that's the truth. I told you, and I wasn't lying, they used to get me on that credit card. They'll never get me again on that one. All right, they had this thing going. Here I'm trying to be a little nice, sweet guy. Yeah, they call you on the phone. We got this credit card, and you don't have to, you can look it over. We just want to send it to you. And you can look it over. If you don't like it in 30 days, you can cancel it. And I know none of you got that call. So here I go, okay. And then I get this thing and forget about it. And next thing I know, here come a bill. I said, I ain't paying that. Next month, the bill go up. That's how I would like, if I was like I am now, I would have called them up and say, you don't get this off my bill, I'm going to have the high sheriff, the FBI, the Holy Ghost. But I finally got free from that. I paid the bill off. And then later on, they'd come calling again. No, thank you. No, thank you. Then I had some, you know, already credit cards you use. You know how, oh man, I go ahead and get that and put it on the car and I pay it later. Mm-mm. And mess around, put your bill up and let it pass. What date? The due date? $35 more. No, y'all don't know a thing in the world about that. $35 more than I'm supposed to be paying. Put it on your card and put it on term. You know, I'm just going to pay so much a month. And they add to it during every time you pay. Add some more to it. Oh, you ain't doing that. I got thinking about it. I said, look how much money they stole from me. I don't use credit cards. I don't let credit card use me. I use them. Because someplace you have to have them. And all the rent a car and get stuff, you have to have it. They don't take cash. But I learned the secret. When that bill come out, I put all the money in there and send it to them. And I'm not late. So they can't charge me nothing. But my mindset was messed up. It's about time, believers, what God wants me to get across to you today. It's about time you stop letting the devil rob you, use you, misuse you, take from you what God has provided for you. You have to take charge in the area of finance. You can't just sit around and hope something will come together. Mm-mm. You have to take charge. You will have to become responsible And don't go out there trying to get something you're not ready to get. Now let me help you out here. Stop saying I can't afford it. Get rid of that word. Just throw it out the door. Just say I'm not ready to buy it now. Because one day you can't afford it. And then you talk yourself out of it. Just not ready. Amen. 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 Now there's people going to the moon. I'm not ready for it. Okay. I'm not saying I can't go there. I'm just not ready for it yet. Amen. Amen. Let me close with this. We have to do some more of this. But let me close with this. Goodness gracious. John 4:24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. The point I want to get across, God is a spirit. When God made man, he said, let us make man like us. All right? And then 1 Peter 1:23, being born again. Now look what happened. Being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but incorruptible, which is by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. All right. We have to come back. I'm going to read these so you can look them over. John 1:12. But as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become. Gave them the power, the King James said, to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name. Now watch this. Let me tell you, that's 1 John 1:12. But let me close with this statement. This strip. How do I learn how to live in the supernatural? All right. One, I do what? I say what the word says. I confess that I am who the word says. This is closing now. Two, I got to believe what it says. Three, I got to receive what it says. Four, I got to spend time with what he said to me. And five, I got to spend time exercising my spirit in that area, because my spirit is no spiritual things. And how do I exercise my spirit? By praying in the Holy Ghost. And I'm educating my spirit, building my spirit up. My spirit is feeding on what makes me grow. And once I grow up, I'll be able to say to God, Papa. And some old slewfoot devil come over here and tell me, that ain't your Papa. You know what I mean? I done got to know him now. That's my Papa.
Yes, God.
That's my God. That's my daddy. That's my father.
Yes.
How did I get to that place? Because I spent time with him praying in the Holy Ghost. Saying what the word said. I hear myself say it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Learning how to live in the realm of the supernatural. We'll talk some more about that.